It's time for more of Let's Talk EI on TalkZone.com. Here's Dr. Hank.
And we're back. Welcome back to the show. This has been a very fast-paced show, a very exciting hour almost, and I've enjoyed the guests that we've had thus far, and I'm sure I'm going to enjoy our final guest. Our final guest is Pat Baxter. Pat Baxter is with an organization called Bilo Winn-Dixie, and many of you probably haven't heard of Bilo Winn-Dixie, and I'll let her tell you about that. You're probably familiar with Winn-Dixie, but not Bilo. But anyway, Pat Baxter is the Senior Manager of Organizational Effectiveness at Bilo Winn-Dixie. She's a seasoned bilingual HR executive that has a functional leader in global companies such as Sykes Enterprises, Unisys, Deloitte and Touche Consulting Group, Citigroup, and the Prudential Group. And she's also worked with clients in telecommunications, retail, IT. Most recently, Pat served as Director, Leadership Development at Wright Management, based in Philadelphia, and an Associate of Wright, Florida Caribbean, based in Tampa. She holds a bachelor's degree and a Master of Science degree and a postgraduate certification in educational leadership. Pat is a doctoral candidate in organizational leadership at Argosy University. Her dissertation is on conflict and emotional intelligence. Pat, I am delighted to have you as our guest today, and I'm just so excited to know that when we talk about emotional intelligence and the various disciplines that emotional intelligence is in, sometimes we don't think about the grocery store, the grocery market, but here, you guys are doing some excellent stuff, and you're going to be talking about building EI-savvy leaders, teams, and business at Bilo Winn-Dixie at the conference. So when I hear that, what kinds of outcomes and benefit does Bilo Winn-Dixie hope to realize by integrating emotional intelligence into the organization?
Well, Hank, first things first, thank you so much for asking me to be a guest on this show. I've been listening in some fascinating discussions before, so thank you again. So that people know more about Bilo Winn-Dixie, it's the result of a recent merger between the Bilo grocery chain and Winn-Dixie. Both based pretty much in the southeast, and we are the ninth largest grocery chain in the United States with over 60,000 members. So we are big.
Yes. Yes, you are.
And so we have a lot, of fabulous, fabulous people working in this company.
Well, if you're that big and you're doing that well, why would you want to integrate emotional intelligence into the organization? What's that going to do for you?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Our vision is to be the neighborhood grocer people shop the most. Combined with that, our mission to be the workplace that most people want to work at the most. We want people to come and be part of the Bilo Winn-Dixie family, and it really, really is a family, and to feel connected not only to the business but to our customers and to each other. We believe that emotional intelligence is an ingredient in making that happen. And we also want to make sure that our team members to feel that connection, to be part of being the best we possibly can be, have managers and leaders that connect with them, not only in terms of how are we doing in our business, but how are you doing as an individual. So that kind of motivates our rationale for looking at EI as an element of what we do and how we do it.
Okay, because I'm thinking when I go to the grocery market, you know, I'm going there, you know, and I generally don't have conversations with the staff or the workforce in the market. You know, I go to the meat section, I get something from that section. I go to the vegetable section, I get something from that section. And probably the only person that I encounter would be the cashier. So from the way that I see it, emotional intelligence, you know, I'm not running into, you know, other people, let's say the workforce in the store. So are you focusing emotional intelligence on customer service, or is the emotional intelligence focused around, you know, the internal folks within the organization, or both?
It's going to, in order for us to succeed and to fulfill our vision and our mission, it's going to be for everyone. Even though the person we interact with the most is the cashier interacts with the rest of the crew, the rest of the store team. The cashier gets support not only from her direct manager, but from the person who bags your groceries, from the person who stocks the shelves, from the person who makes the orders and makes sure everything comes in properly and on time. All those relationships do manifest in some way, shape, or form in that encounter you have, that brief discussion that a cashier says, "How are you doing today?" And even sometimes, my experiences have been, I've been wandering up and down aisles looking for something. If someone from the other end looks at me and says, "That person looks like they can use some help," they've read something, they've seen something, and they intercede to help me. And sometimes that's all we're looking for.
Got it. Okay, so now, you're going to be sort of the internal consultant working with or bringing EI into the organization. How might you apply EI yourself as you introduce it to your company?
Well, you know, one of the things that I've come to appreciate about emotional intelligence is, as you mentioned, my dissertation is about emotional intelligence and conflict management, and particularly when it comes to a very important group of people in any organization, and that's the human resources professionals. And I know that working as part of that team, I know that I can share what it is I've learned along the way. One of the things I like to say, Hank, is we've all been in situations in jobs or personal situations where we have felt the lack of emotional intelligence. We know what it feels like when it's not there. One of the things for myself is to make sure that we do bring in the full spectrum of what emotional intelligence is. Everything from, you know, being self, regard ourselves as a whole person, to exude that confidence that we need to help other people work with us, to believe in us and to believe in what we do. And that's part of what I will be using EI to do, to gain confidence. This is a new concept.
Yes, it is.
This is a new thing, and new things need to be seen and felt in order to be believed.
And fantastic.
That's part of what we're going to do.
Well, Pat, you know, I'm going to ask you if you have time to come back and be with us next month. I know it's going to be a dual presentation with you and Courtney. I think
Courtney Abraham.
Courtney Abrahams. Mm-hmm. If she can be with us next month, that'll be great. Because I think it's, well, from my perspective, this is a real company, you know, one that perhaps everyone interacts with, and not just Bilo Winn-Dixie, but it's a public company, a store. We all go to the grocery store.
That's right.
We all buy groceries from time to time. So it would be great to hear more about what you guys are doing. Maybe other companies will look into it and say, maybe we need to do that sort of thing also. So I'd like to thank you for being with us today. I really would. And the next time I'm in Winn-Dixie, you know, I'm going to look around and make sure that I feel what it is that you were talking about today. So thank you for being with us.
Oh, my pleasure. I really appreciate it, and I look forward to our next conversation.
Thank you. Well, that's all for this month's show. I'll be back next month at the same time. Don't forget to visit our website, societyofei.com, for more information about the upcoming conference. And I'd like to say to everyone, thanks for listening. I really appreciate you tuning in to us today to listen and talk about all things EI. See you next month.